Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Master Griot NBBTA Radio Live, and this is a special rebroadcast today. We are sad to report that Lee Green, the founder and CEO of the National Black Business Trade Association, NBBTA, Black Business Space, Black Business Space Builder, NBBTA Radio, and NBBTA Radio Live here, has passed on this morning. So we want to do a rebroadcast of our second show. It was February 1st, 2008, and an idea given by a woman, Connie, a member of Black Business Space, and NBBTA, she wanted to honor Lee for all that he had done for her. No matter the time she called, whatever, she said he would always be there. And several of us was in agreement. She said we need to do a tribute. So we did a blog. There's a whole tribute page. If you go to blackbusinessspace.com, there's www.blackbusinessspace.com. If you go there, if you don't have a profile, get a profile. And while you're there, search out Tribute to Lee Green Black History. Hugh Gady, the founder and creator of Black in Time, A Moment in Our History, he featured Lee on his Black in Time blog on that day. So that blog is also posted on the tribute page, so you can learn a lot of interesting history about Lee Green, and you can hear his voice. We wanted to remember his life. His walk was so phenomenal, and he lived on purpose. So there's a reason why we're here, and there's a reason for everything. And he's touched tens and thousands of people, has elevated them, made a difference in their lives, you know, gives us hope. He's made us come together and lift one another up, build businesses, you know. People, superstars have been created in the time that I've known Lee, and he's provided these platforms. I would not be here today. There would be no Master Griot Radio or anything had it not been for Lee Green providing an opportunity for $30 to do your own radio show. And I remember how I didn't know what to do, but one of the members of National Black Business Trade Association mentored me through. And it's not nearly as easy and sophisticated as it is here over here on Blog Talk, but he had created that platform just for us. So there are like two platforms, two versions of NBBTA Radio. This is for the live version, so we have live shows and people will call in, but we still have all of those old great shows. And to listen to Lee Green, to hear his voice, to take in his wisdom, you know, his living was not in vain, and we're going to make sure it never is in vain. We're going to, you know, take in his wisdom and build legacies and continue to build legacies from that. So we will upload the show at this time. We're going to upload the show. I was waiting for it to actually upload, and we do have so many things here to view at the same time, so I may need to refresh the page, which I am going to have to refresh the switchboard so that I can see it. It's a rebroadcast. Yes, we're going to need to refresh this page. So we'll refresh the page, and we'll come back. And we will play. There was a wonderful guest on there. And I will type up this information in the chat room. Also, if you go on to Facebook, type in Master Griot Radio, and you will find the group. We'll definitely, if everything is posted there, then it will go on our blog. If you go to Tumblr, you'll find our blog, the Master Griot Report. The links to the tribute pages will be there. We'll probably also publish a document that you can find on the Blog Talk Report, and that will bring you into the full document, which is located in the Facebook group, and you can continue the conversation. He just passed on this morning, and I know word is just getting around. So our goal is here to celebrate his life and to continue this tribute. I know many, many, many more people have more to say, post comments, post information. You know, tell your story, to share with other people how Lee Green's presence on this earth has impacted your life and how you have were part of his purpose. If you want to call in, the number is 646-716-7994. That number again is 646-716-7994. You may also go to Facebook.com, search out Master Griot Radio, and you can log in there. Or you can also respond on Twitter at, it's at the at sign, and it's Master, because M-A-S-T-A, Griot, G-R-I-O-T, Radio. All one word, Master Griot Radio, M-A-S-T-A, Griot Radio. And just put the ad, Master Griot Radio, and just reply as you're listening to the show. So just, we're going to start the rebroadcast now.
Are you a woman between the ages of 35 and 60 who wants to look younger and have a healthy, natural tan? If you answered yes, we are looking for you. We are currently seeking women to try an age-defying self-tanner called Sunsoak. As part of this opportunity, we'll send you a risk-free trial of the product, and you may have the chance to appear in a national advertising campaign. To take advantage of this unique opportunity and find out how you can try Sunsoak free for 30 days, call 1-800-714-9767 in the next 10 minutes. Sunsoak is a revolutionary formula that fights the signs of aging while giving you a gradual, healthy tan for a more radiant, youthful look. Smooth it on today and get results overnight. If you're interested in seeing how you can look younger and tanner at the same time, call in the next 10 minutes. Request your risk-free trial of Sunsoak by calling 1-800-714-9767. If lines are busy, call again. Get your risk-free trial at 1-800-714-9767. Blog Talk Radio.
This is Master Griot Radio, channel 13 on your NBVTA Internet Radio dial. I'm Jacqueline Taylor Adams, and I am your host for this moment in time. It's time for purpose-driven words, shaping thoughts, building minds, true wealth, communities, and legacies.
It's my word.
One, two, three, four.
Well, this is NBBT, a radio live here on Blog Talk. I'm Jacqueline Taylor Adams, and I am your host for this moment in time. NBBTA stands for the National Black Business Trade Association. And today, February 1st, 2008, is a special day. Today, NBBTA and Black Business Space pays tribute to its founder and president, Lee Green. So we're here today to acknowledge Lee and all and everything that he's done for his contributions to the black community and to black entrepreneurs, how he continues to work hard and he has created wonderful opportunities for us. And today we want to say thank you to Lee. And we have special guests. We have a wonderful array of things going on right now. Currently, we have a caller on the line. Who's on the line right now? Hello? Hello? Who's on the line? Okay, we're going to go back to That's Cool while we see all who's on the line. As we get ready to fade out with That's Cool, I would love for our callers to get ready to announce them ourselves and let us all know who's on the line. I see we have two callers on the line right now. So, caller number two, can you announce yourself?
Is that me, Jackie?
Yes.
Oh, how are you doing? This is Hussein.
Hi, Hussein. How are you?
I'm fine.
Okay, well, can you introduce yourself for our listening audience?
I am Hussein Ali Hill, proud member of NBBTA, host on NBBTA Radio, The Oil Buffet is the name of the show, and Channel 2, and proud member of Black Business Space.
Okay, well, I'm going to bring our other caller on the line, too. Hold on. Hello, hi, who's on the line?
Jacqueline and Hussein, hi, it's Lee.
Hi,
guys,
Lee, how are you?
Something else. I can't. Oh, bless your heart. I'm fine. Ask the question, but man, what is this all about?
Well, real, this was an idea, and everyone keeps calling. So, Hussein, would you do a moment and explain to Lee what this is about and to our audience while I check in to some more callers calling on the other line?
Be more than happy to. Lee, how are you doing today?
Fine, Hussein, brother. How you doing?
I'm blessed and highly favored, my brother.
Happy second anniversary live to you.
Thank you. This is the brainchild of Jacqueline Taylor Adams and something that I'm sorry that I didn't think of first, actually, to be honest with you. It's our way of thanking you for being, as I said on my show, a person that's, in my estimation, a mentor, a hero, someone that we all should aspire to as it relates to promoting Black business, as it relates to uplifting our people. And we just need more people like you out there in the trenches. And I don't think people really know. People might go to NBBA.org and they'll see the little card there and they'll say the year 1993. But within a month's time of me becoming a member, back in January of 2006, I kept doing research, and I think I was talking to Connie Williams Hunt, and she found a website that it talked about you, and it went back all the way back to the 70s, and I don't think people really know your story.
Wow. Well, I've been around for a long time, and I have been consistently trying to pursue the idea of recycling Black dollars, and that's what the story is. I don't know what story Connie pulled up, but certainly consistently I've been doing that, and we've done it before the Internet, obviously, and been working at it since the Internet. And that's the process. You know, you say more people in the trenches, and I agree, but it's a matter of getting people's attention and people making a commitment, having an awareness and then making a commitment. So my job, whatever it may be, for whatever reason God has decided to do it this way, has put me in position just to be a town crier, if you will. I don't necessarily know what the results will be, but I'm going to be out there promoting Black business. I'm a Black business advocate from now until the day I die. I have been for years. And when I think back, I think about people who were way before me, Marcus Garvey and others, who've been promoting these ideas and concepts, and yet we seem to still relinquish the ownership of them when we get into the marketplace. And so that's my thing. I'm staying on top of it. Whether it's, you know, if it's you, me, and Jackie, then that's just going to be who it is. You see, it doesn't matter. The numbers don't matter. It's just a matter of consistency and being faithful to the calling.
Well, I think it's fundamental to our survival. I don't understand why other people don't see that.
Yeah, it's people, you know, what I've heard and I've experienced, we tend not to want to focus on things that require a conscious effort. You know, it's easy to let someone else do it. And so when you have to make a concerted and conscious effort toward things, it's more difficult. You have to train yourself and discipline yourself. That's what the entrepreneurial process is about. And so when you are, first of all, an entrepreneur and then have a focus that's significant to your people, it makes it a double-edged sword. And some people don't want to carry that sword. It's kind of, you know, it's a heavy burden to bear because people, you have folk in the marketplace that say Black folk ain't going to do right. You know, Black folk, you can't trust Black people. Black people don't buy from one another. And so you have this tide, this current wave coming against you, and you have to swim upstream against it like that tuna fish trying to get back to his nest or something, you know, to where it was hatched or something. It's that current that's you're always fighting that causes people to resist it and yield to it and then go on and get this swept downstream. I resisted it for a number of years. I'm hard-headed that way. I don't know why I was wired that way. I ask myself questions sometimes, Hussein. I'm saying, man, why do I do these things? but it's just who I am.
Well, you know, I had the pleasure of speaking with Lynn Williams just yesterday.
Oh, wow. How's
Lynn
doing?
And she's surviving. And
good. That's great.
We have a surprise for you coming down the road. Another surprise. But she said something that I really am going to work on. She told me yesterday that she was going to stop talking about what happened to her in the past, which,
yeah,
as you know, was the tragic loss of her son.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that when we, even though it's a fact, same way slavery is a fact, but when we focus on that, we rebuild based on the past.
Yeah.
And in order to have a new future, we had to rebuild based on something that has yet to occur.
That's right, and that's walking by faith, not
right
by sight. And so that's a requirement. That's a good point. That's an excellent point. And that's the call of the future, to say, all right, wherever we are, and that's why Black history is so important, it is what it is. But right now we're creating history with every day, every moment, every breath we take. And that's what we should be focusing on, right now, in the moment, the instant that we have right now.
Right. And
well, I just want to let you know, gentlemen, we have one more person on the line. We have Hugh Gaddy, one of our resident historians on the line, who created the blog for Lee Green Today that you can go check out on Black Business Space. It's Black in Time, and it features a black figure in black history. And today, the featured person is Lee Green. So you can learn even more about Lee by going to blackbusinessspace.com and searching out for Black in Time. And we'd like to welcome Hugh. Hi, Hugh. How are you?
Hello, Jacqueline. How are you?
How are you guys?
How you doing?
I saw that early this morning, Hugh, you know, first thing this morning.
It was funny because I was like, of all the mornings for you to see the blog that early, I thought I had blown the surprise. But
when I saw it, I just couldn't, I was trying to figure out, I said, now, who put that picture? That's what threw me off, the picture, more than anything else. I wasn't using that picture. So I said, well, what's this about? And then, you know, it just evolved from there. I've been busy all day and offline, so it didn't really register until I got Jackie's email.
Okay.
To say this is today is Lee's day, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And that kind of, I said, wow. I'm humbled by that, honored by it. Appreciate you guys. Love you.
Well, you deserve it.
Thank
man.
You very much.
When I first heard about the idea, you know, I was all for that. And you know, you are well respected and loved. And even if you don't hear it every day, there are a lot of people that I talk to from Black Business Space, MBVTA, that, you know, feel the same way. So it was my pleasure to do that for you.
Thank you. Thank you. That's
just a small
much.
Contribution, but, you deserve that.
Great.
Well, Lee, you know, the idea was originally inspired by Connie. She contacted me, and she said, oh, we got to do something for Lee. We got to do something for Lee. We got to do a tribute. And I'm like, oh. Okay, she said, you just don't know what Lee has done for me. So, you know, she stated how you have, you've always been there for her, and that she wouldn't be where she is in business if it wasn't for you. She could ask you the simplest of questions because she said she totally didn't know the computer, and it didn't matter what time you would take her call, you would answer, you would be patient with her, and that has meant the world to her. So sometimes you may, as Hugh said, you may not hear it, but you've touched so many people's lives. And your excitement and your drive, I think, helps other of us that sometimes when you seem alone, because most of us haven't met in person, but it's like, you know, sometimes when you're out in the trenches, it's like you feel you're like you're not alone and there are other people that think like you. And you've begun this attraction factor. You're starting to attract like-minded people and developing right now, from my experience, the best online social networking community or business networking community I have encountered yet.
Well, thank you very much.
And I second that.
And it's not because of me. It's because of you all. That's the beautiful part. See, the universe opens up an opportunity for us to gather. All I did was yield to that and say, okay, let me create blackbusinessspace.com. Matter of fact, the first person I ever told the idea to was Connie.
Wow.
You know, day one, when I was, this is way back, I said, Connie, here's what we're getting ready to do with MBBTA. I'm going to create this social network. Really didn't have that fully evolved in my thinking yet, but put it out there. And Connie was like, wow, you know, she got all excited about it and all, and it wasn't even there. It was just a thought. It was just a concept. And I just spoke it to her, and she fed into it. She bought into it. She understood it innately, and that's kind of how it evolved from there.
Wow.
You know, the one thing
we're happy to be part of history.
Yeah, I'm saying it's amazing.
Whenever I refer people to Black Business Space in particular, the comment that always comes back to me is that the minute they sign on and join, they feel connected to something. It's not as impersonal as a lot of the other sites online, and you know, it's almost like there's this instant connection when they join the site. And I think that has a lot to do with the popularity and the growth of the site over the last few months. People really do feel like they're a part of something. And
yeah, I hear that a lot, and that's a beautiful thing. Mm-hmm. I get a lot of feedback from people who, you know, say they really, really understand the importance of having a place that's ours.
Right.
And that's what blesses me more than anything else.
Mm-hmm.
That it's not, and I tell people this all, it's not about me. It really is not, you know, because I could go any day or week. It's not about me. It's about us. It's our community.
Right.
And the way we preserve it, protect it, decorate it, you know, design it with the content we put on it. You know, Hugh, when you put on your, every day that I read your salutations and your stories and your historical references, it just blesses me because you're adding value not only to my life because I read it, but to the community's life because they have a capacity to now to read it. And that's what blesses me every single time. When Hussein comes on and he does a radio show or Jackie does a show, that's a value-added thing that if we were all just understood the potentiality of this, because when we speak these things, we do these things, it just manifests you don't know who you're impacting. Hussein, who knows how many people you've impacted with the messages and the stories you've shared. Numbers of people. Jackie the same way, you know. You, every time we take a step forward, it's a ripple effect across the pond, and people are impacted by that. And that's what's so lovely about taking proactive steps, and that's why we continue to do that.
Well, that's true. Hussein has been my mentor. When I came in MBBTA, I came in under him. Then went to radio show, I didn't know what to do. And he kindly told me what to do and how to do it. He would support me, send me little emails. And when I'm online, I just, you know, sometimes you can just click right on and listen. And I heard your interview yesterday, Hussein, which was great. And, you know, it's just always great stories, great things going on, interesting people. Great technique, style. It's always different things to learn. And, you know, the one thing I like to get better with is sometimes sending out notes because with the internet radio, a lot of times you don't know all who's listening.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of us listen to you, Hussein, and you always know you can go back. If I didn't catch it when you first sent it to me, say, let me go back and catch the show. And it's always wonderful information and good people, and I really foresee some really great things happening. You know, it's like you can feel it in the air.
Well, I have to throw it back to Lee because I have to tell this story real quick. I was on the internet for a long time, I'd say months, trying to find somewhere like the National Black Business Trade Association. I came across Izanya first. I got a newsletter from Roger Madison saying that he had been in town, and I missed him. So I emailed the five people that he said he met with. One person emailed me back, Kim Milton. Emailed her back and forth for a while. She shared about November of 2005, she shared with me the pitch for MBBTA. Now, mind you, after all this time trying to find it, I said, yeah, that's nice, and waited. Then I got another e-blast from Roger Madison telling me the price is going up. And this was like December 30th, 2005 at 7 p.m. I never remember exactly. Went back and got Kim's information, signed up, became a member, and within 15 days, maybe even less than that,
Lee sent the ad out about owning your own radio show, and I thought, well, I don't know how that's going to even be possible because I never even heard of podcasting. That was news to me. So I thought about it and said, yeah. But then when he said, you know, he was willing to make a deal, I said, okay, fine, a deal. I can't pass a deal up at any time. Didn't know what I was going to do with the show. I said to myself, at the worst case scenario, I just do an ad for the Divas Catering. And 2 years later, I'm here. And I've had the pleasure and honor of being able to interview Angie Stone, Yolanda Adams, Hill Harper, some more, and a bunch of people I would have never interviewed in a million years or never spoken to in a million years. And on the cusp of doing another show. And I'll tease you about that later.
Well, Hussein, while I have an opportunity, you know I'm always writing you and telling you how much of a fan I am of your show. I just want to congratulate you on your two-year anniversary, too, man. You're doing some great work. And I continue to listen, and I'm more impressed every time I hear the interviews. You're doing a great job. So just keep that up, too, man.
Oh, I thank you. But like I said, it's all because of Lee's vision. It's all because he created something for me to pick up on and to manifest something that I didn't even know was truly my destiny. I tell on my show that 9 years ago, almost 10 years ago now, when I was sitting around my coworkers in corporate America, they said, oh, you should have your own radio show. But I'm not trained in radio and don't know where I would have gotten a chance to do it as easily as I could do it now. To have the success I've had, and it's all a blessing. It's a life unto its own. And that's because of the person we have on today, honoring Mr. Lee Green.
Okay, Lee, so you see how much you've impacted people, whether you realize it or not.
If I was in the whole light, I would be blushing, you know. It's just a strange feeling I have right now. It's like, you know, I'm not dead. I'm still alive. I'm pinching myself. I'm still here, you know. And I have people saying good things. And I appreciate and respect that so much. I can't even overemphasize that. I can't even express it in the words I want to at this moment. But it's really just a blessing, man, just to know that, you know, you guys are there. I really, 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 really humbly say to you that I love you and I respect each and every one of you. People listening as well, those who have not called in, it doesn't matter. It's just a humbling thing to say, all right, God is doing his thing, and he's using the vehicles he's chosen, you know, and I just happen to be one of those, and I'm thankful.
Well, I think the thing that I appreciate most about you is that you've given us a place to come and exchange information with quality people. You know, you can find a lot of different folk on the Internet, but they're not all quality people, and that makes a difference. They're very,
and you see how many more are coming, man.
Yeah, exactly.
You know,
exactly. And that's the beauty of Black Business Space, NBBTA. I mean, you know, it's almost like what you put out there, you attract sometimes. And I think people can see and feel what you're trying to do. And I'm just really very thankful that I've had an opportunity to meet so many good quality people. I mean, Jacqueline and I talk, and you know, I've actually been able to do some actual networking and do business online with my people, which is really important. And you've provided a place for us to do that, and I appreciate that more than anything. And so for that, I thank you very much.
Okay, I'd like to take a moment first to make a couple announcements. This is Black History Month, and if you really, really, really want to make a tribute to Lee, there's one thing you can definitely do. Become a Black Business Builder. When you come to blackbusinessspace.com, you will see the opportunity all over the place. We have a special initiative for Black History Month called REAP, Reaffirmative
Action Plan.
Reaffirmative
action plan. REAP.
Yeah. REAP. And we are looking to REAP for the 29 days we have this year. We have a whole extra day.
We'll get an extra day.
Black History Month. Yeah, we have 29 days. So we have an opportunity to build cash, to fund your business. But what's more important It's $14. In 2 days, most of us spend $14 eating out, chances are at some inappropriate place at food that's not the best for us. So whatever excuse you may have about black folks this, black folks that, we throw away $14 in a heartbeat. So, you know, I feel you should just do it just because. Because we're black, it's Black Business Builder, and you're supporting a black entity. You purchase a Black Business Builder account, and it can make a real difference. You purchase the account, and you tell 10 others to do the same. And that's all we need to do each day for Black History Month, and we will see a reaping rewards. But I'd really like us to change our mindset, because sometimes we approach people, we have all of these excuses and reasons. The bottom line, it's like building your own Kai. And the Kai is the Asian system of, it's called a mutual benefit system. And it's where a group of people come together and they all put their money in and decide that they're going to support this one person at this time. And they all put a little bit of money in, support that person. When that person, you know, gets good and going and on their feet, then they put the money back in the Kai and it goes to the next person. And eventually everyone within the Kai is supported. So it's a mutual benefit concept. So it's $14 that you are contributing to the Kai, and it will help all of us in the long run. So we're asking that you come by blackbusinessspace.com. Can you call off a URL for us, Lee?
www.nbbta.org. BBB. For Black Business Builders .html. And
okay, then
do it.
www.nbbta.org/BBB. .htm.
You know, actually, BBB10.htm.
Okay.
And someone will be a benefactor. You know, it's just a rotational process, everybody has an opportunity. Just do, you have your own ID number, of course, but just doing it generically, just BBB10.htm.
So we definitely want to make that announcement. The other announcement is, Lee, to show you physically, so you remember us forever, we Terry Meredith is going to do a portrait. So you had the opportunity, you get to send Terry a portrait, and later on this evening, the link for the portrait, for the contribution to the portrait, will be on blackbusinessspace.com/tribute-to-Lee Green. So just stop by Tribute to Lee Green on blackbusinessspace.com, and just asking for a $10 contribution toward the portrait, and that will be sent to Lee. We were trying to find some way to get an address for you, but I said, I know if I call, if I send it to the staff, he's going to get it. I said, Lee going to hear everything.
Not always, but my ear is close, but not always.
That was the hard part for doing the blog, because I wanted to actually include some personal information, but I'm like, there's no way I can get that without giving away what's going on.
Yeah.
So. Luckily, you had some information, a lot of information out there, so I was able to kind of piece some stuff together.
I really appreciate it, guys.
And Jerry, he hasn't been able, he wasn't able to make it.
I saw that.
He was hoping he would be available by 4:30, but he hasn't been able. But Jerry and the whole entire Black Expo office is just like elated, and they send their love and everything to you.
Wow.
They got a little scared when I said tribute, and they called me back like, what's going on? I was like, he's okay. And we're just giving him his flowers while he's still living.
Wow.
We just wanted to say thank you while he's here.
Great.
So so that's Jerry Roebuck is the founder and president of Black Expo USA. And Lee, you can tell us about your relationship to Jerry Roebuck.
Yeah, Jerry was actually the first chairman of Black Expo of NBBTA, and I was the executive director initially. And Jerry, I got a promotion, I guess, and I took over and became chairman. But Jerry and I go way back. We go back to 1989 when I read an article that he was thinking about doing a Black Expo event. It was actually an ad in Black Enterprise magazine. And I saw this, and it was at a time when I was doing something called DEAL. I had a company called DEAL, D-E-A-L, Determination, Effort, Attitude, and Love. We said that with determination, the right effort, the right attitude, and love, anything is possible. And that was the DEAL. And we had a Black manufacturer's catalog. We had catalog. We had over 300 products from about 2025 to 28 different Black manufacturers around the country. And it was almost like a network marketing thing. It wasn't. It's like an affiliate program before there was such a thing on the internet. We didn't have that benefit. And I wanted to get it out there. And the only way I knew to get it out there was to be able to go city to city. So I said, I'm going to be a part of this Black Expo thing when it starts in 89. And I went to my first Black Expo and participated as an exhibitor. I had a booth space, and I was talking about these same concepts of why we need to support Black businesses and buy from Black businesses, et cetera, things we've been doing for a while. And the Black Expo bug bit me, and I saw this potential of reaching numbers of people, and I wrote a proposal to Jerry based on what I had seen at the second Black Expo, which was in Atlanta in 1990. And I told Jerry that based on what I see, the experience I had from my magazine prior to that from the early 80s, I knew how to market and target Black audiences, and I gave him certain recommendations. And he and I met in Philadelphia by the third Black Expo. And Jerry said to me pretty much everything I had shared with him in my proposal or my recommendations or my references to things that could potentially happen and he needed to look out for actually did happen in Philly, of all places. And that's how I became involved with Black Expo. He brought me on, said, "Come, you need to come in here because we need your expertise and help." And I started working with Black Expo. And we did it from 1990, and I stopped, I think, in 1998 and did my own Black Expo in the year 2000. So it was like a 10-year run of doing Black Expos around the country. We did 18 cities at our highest point. I know we reached millions of Black people because the largest cities like New York, we had hundreds of thousands, like 100,000, 110,000 people come out to one event. We had 35,000, 50,000, 60,000 in D.C., so we've reached a lot of people over a number of years, and Jerry was responsible for that. That was his creation. That was his idea, something he had birthed, and something that we took ownership with and ran with all around the country for 10 years.
Wow.
Yeah, wow. And what's exciting is I've been at a couple of Black Expos. I think we've vended from about 91 to 93. Maybe mm-hmm. maybe even 94.
Yeah, in Philly, Everett Stanton. Yeah.
Well, I didn't know Everett at that time.
Maybe
I met Everett afterwards. I think I met Everett like 96 or something.
It might have been before Everett because Everett was working with Black Enterprise during those years.
Yeah. It was still national when I was mm-hmm. touring with it. And then stopped being national.
Yeah. He was working with us, Jackie, then.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I didn't really know those people. I mean, I know everyone now, but I was, you know, really new to the scene because I was really working in corporate 9-to-5, but we had started a side business, a vending business on 52nd Street, which is one of our vending strips up here.
Mm-hmm.
And it only came by the way because I have a stepson, who will do everything, and he starts things and just leaves them. And that was like a prime area and a prime spot. We were just amazed that he was able to get one, and then after about 3 or 4 weeks, he was bored. So my husband and I worked to keep it up because that was a spot some people were waiting for like 3 years.
Wow.
So we, you know, went to New York, found where to get the things, and just, you know, kept it up. And then that wasn't exactly what thrilled me. I was more into more Afrocentric things, books and all. So my husband started finding opportunities, and we started doing the Black History at the Cheltenham Mall, which isn't Black-owned, but they consider that like a Black mall here in Philadelphia. They would do a Black History vending event, and then found out about the expo. And so it was his way of, you know, letting me have my side of the business. He said, okay, well, we'll do this. And that's what got me in the Black Expo and a lot relationships. People I've met from first doing the expo, I still know today. It's been really great.
Sure. You know, the beautiful thing, that's one of the things I learned from the expo. I learned regarding Black business space to bring that same energy and environment online. That's pretty much what I'm seeking to do online, because one thing we always marveled at is that we could bring a Black expo to a city and we would have 25, 35, 45, 55, 60,000 people in one room, and it was beautiful. It was nothing but love in the space. You get goosebumps coming through there because it was nothing but love, no crime, no children being disrespectful, nothing but love. And we did that every single time, you know. And it was because when we get together, when we come together, it's a beautiful thing. What divides us is when we're not together, when we're outside and everybody's trying to do, as George said, you know, rugged individualism, doing their own thing. You know, when we come together on a point, it's a beautiful thing for us to do. So that's the environment that we sought to develop, allow people to be themselves, do what they had to do, but let's create that that open box, like a space. And so Black Business Space is that, Black Expo was that, and that's MBBTA is that. That's what we're seeking to always do, just allow people to grow up in this environment that is nurturing and positive, because the more we're able to do that, the better off we all are.
Yeah, that's great. Well, I'd like to tell our listening audience, everyone out there, if it's anyone out there that's new, today is February 1st, 2008, and we have declared it World League Green Day. And we are the members of NBBTA, the National Black Business Trade Association, and members of Black Business Space, which is a component of the National Black Business Trade Association. If you'd like to learn more, please visit www.nbbta.org. You can learn about the National Black Business Trade Association, become a member, and enjoy all the benefits. It's a one-time fee for a lifetime of benefits. So please stop by, learn more about us, and visit us online at www.blackbusinessspace.com. That's www.blackbusinessspace.com. And today on our live radio tribute, we have been listening to Hussein Hill, who is host of the Oral Buffet on NBBTA Radio. We also have our standard radio station, which is nbbtaradio.com. That's www.nbbtaradio.com. And Channel 2, you can find Hussein Hill. And we also have Hugh Gaddy, one of our resident historians, with Black and Time. And if you come to blackbusinessspace.com, you can search out Hugh Gaddy Jr. And I'm Jacqueline Taylor Adams with the Master Griot Project. You can also find me on nbbtaradio.com, Channel 13. And Lee Green, he's the founder and president, and you can find him all over nbbta.org, blackbusinessspace.com, and he has the rules and tools on NBBTA Radio. So we have 1 minute left, and as that call plays, I'd like everybody to give us a goodbye statement, starting with Hussein.
I thank you so much, Lee, for everything you do. Black folks, wake up, do the right thing, vote. Vote for Obama, buy black.
Hugh?
Well, I'd just like to say again, congratulations, Lee. You continue to inspire me every day, and I do appreciate it. And just to piggyback on what Jacqueline said, this is Black History Month, and this is something we should actually do year-round, but particularly this month, join Black Business Builders. It's worth it. Our ancestors, you honor them. They didn't have any excuses. They didn't make any excuses, so we shouldn't either.
And I like to say to you, Lee, thank you for being you. Thank you for listening to God and following His direction and purpose. And we're just grateful to be part of that purpose. We know it's all purpose, that we're not an accident, that we're all meant to be here within each other's presence, and we have a job to do. So, Lee, you want to say anything as we close out?
Yes.
20 seconds?
I want to say this. I want to say every month is Black Business Awareness Month, and Black Business Awareness starts with you all. Peace. God bless.
I would just like to say that our prayers, our love goes out to Lee and his family. You are in our prayers. We're praying for you. And we want to thank you for sharing Lee with us. We know you've been through a lot in the past couple of years, but it's his family and friends that really helped him make these things possible, and we want to thank you for doing that. And we can't wait for the legacy to continue on, but you are in our prayers, and we lift you up. And again, thank you for sharing him with us, allowing him to be part of all of our lives. And with that, we're going to leave out. For those in the chat room, again, people, please share. Come back on the page and share. Go into Master Griot Radio and share. On Facebook, you can look up Lee Green. Just post, all your tributes, post them there, and all your thoughts, post it right there to Lee. And this show has been really great, a great reminder, a great voice, and I'm just so grateful to Connie, or AKA Sha Speaks. I'm just so grateful to her for having that idea. Right now I have a caller on the line before we leave out. If you want to call in, the number is 646-716-7994. Hello, caller from the 617.
Hello.
Hello, how are you?
I'm fine.
Hi, who's this?
This is Natalie G. Ramsey.
Okay.
I just saw the post on Facebook.
Yes. Did you get a chance to listen to the show?
I think I missed the show because I just now saw the post.
Well, just to let everyone know, if you didn't get a chance to hear the whole show and all, Within 15 minutes, we have 2 minutes before we stop streaming live. But after the show's over, within 10 to 15 minutes, you can the show is available on demand. You can download it from iTunes. Just go to podcast or go to your iTunes store and search NBBTA Radio or Master Griot NBBTA. If you search that out, the podcast feed will come up, and you can choose this show. So the original show was done It was our second show, done February 1st of 2008, and then we're going today. Yes, yeah, so you were blessed to you got to know Lee a little bit. You got to know about him. You heard his voice, his like great spirit. I mean, he just was so inspiring, and with the words he said, they were so poignant, so much on point, and you saw how many lives he had touched. And then he gave that all back to us. He said, it's because of you. But he created so many platforms and various things. So I'm really glad you called in. Did you get a chance to meet Lee ever or speak with him?
Speak to the other speakers? No. Now, who's on the show? I saw Hugh Gaddy's name. I saw Enoch's name. It's one other person.
Well, there's several different people. There's Jim Newsom, Hugh Gaddy. You can only tag so many people at a time. So there are a lot of people, you know, in the group. But I do know people who were in the group, and everyone, I don't have everyone on the list, but there are people I know who Lee was very important to, that they, you know, kept in regular contact and connection with him. So I wanted to just, you know, share with as many people. But, it's available on demand, and you can listen to the show. So is there anything you'd like to say as we close out? Anything you'd like to say about Lee?
Well, I just saw that on the Facebook. I came by to see what it's about, and that we just, you know, we lost a great man who was just like the like a void there that we have to filled with love and success and be the best that we can be, that he's been teaching us and inspiring us in the Black Business Builders Club. And his passion, it just hit me so deeply, because it was just like losing my best friend. And it was just like, oh my, did you know I was looking for him, right?
And I know. Remember, you called me, and
And I was like, you know, where is Lee? I bugged everybody that's in Black Business Builders Club, and even though I got my little situation like taken care of, it was like I just knew something else was going on. You know what I'm saying? Because I wasn't feeling no presence from him. I wasn't saying no presence from, you know, nowhere on the Facebook or in the Black Business Builders Club, nowhere, not on Skype, nowhere. And I said, what? I said, he's probably, and I was talking with Kerry, and I said, Kerry, because he was going to call you calling me, right? He said he wasn't able to get in touch with him. I said, that means Lee's back in the hospital, because this is not like him, you know, not to be, you know, some way visible. And because, you know, I don't know if you remember when he first got sick and he wasn't around for a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
And that was like, you know, oh my gosh. And so, you know.
Well, he's been battling with some things over the year, even before his wife passed, but he was really helping take care of her.
Mm-hmm. And those things be hard. You know what I'm saying? When you're dealing with someone who's sick, and see them leave before your eyes. You know what I'm saying?
It brings to our heart that the whole thing is, even though he was going through, because no one knew what he was going through with his wife until she passed. Nobody knew, had a clue what he was going through. So a lot of times, if we understand, you know, one, be patient with one another, because we don't know what people are going through. And for someone to go through that but still build what he built. I know one time I talked to him, he called me back, but he couldn't call me. He didn't like to use cell phones, but he had to take his wife to the hospital, and that's when they were having a horrible storms down there in Florida. They had that, you know, really treacherous weather. But he still called me back almost a couple of days later. I mean, for people to take, you don't know what people are going through, but in spite of, he still built, he created all of this, a platform for us. So we have no choice. But
so you've been going
through
for a while,
never
that
step in and to continue on.
Mhm.
Yeah. So it's just you know, imperative that we be patient with one another, treat each other well with love, and don't let ego take over. But make sure this really continues on in the spirit in which he did it.
That's true, and you just never know when. And you know, I'm just thinking, you know, like, it's just like, it's important to tell people you love them, because you never know when they're going to be gone. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You just never know.
Yeah, I'm so grateful.
And then you always
have
that niggling at you, that you didn't say that you loved them when you could have made a difference by just saying, I love you.
Well, I'm so grateful. It was Connie, a.k.a. Sha Speaks. I think everybody knows her online as Sha Speaks. But it was her idea. She and I were talking, and she was just so grateful for Lee. She said she wouldn't have been on the internet, any of that shit. She didn't know nothing about the computer. And she said she was just so thick and getting it. She said she would call Lee anytime and he would take the time. He was so patient with her. She was so grateful. She said, we need to do a tribute. We need to honor him. And so I said, well, okay, you want to do something on the radio? And, you know, we put something together. Now, she wasn't able to come to the show, but it was because of her idea, and that we actually got the chance to tell them. We did. There's a page on Black Business Space. If you just look up, search out Tribute to Lee Green, there's a whole page.
I'm
going to
go over there because I've been posting over there lately. So I'm going to go over there. Because I didn't know that much, you know. Never forget about any internet skills. That was just almost zero. I really barely knew about email, you know what I'm saying? And pick up a few e-books here and there that I would buy. But that was it. I didn't know anything else until, I don't know if you know Larry Brown, but he sent me one of those, the video postcards.
Okay.
He sent me one of those in the email. And I said, oh, this is cool. I like this. And Larry was doing a video postcard, but, you know, he's speaking to me, introducing me, you know, to the club. And I said, you know what? I said, I want this. That showed me all the benefits, everything is good. That Business Builders Club had to offer. I signed up right away. I said, I have to be a part of this. This is what I'm looking for. And and I've been in the club for 2 years now, over 2 years. And I talked to Lee. Maybe it's been a couple of months ago. And he said that the Black Business Builders Club was still continuing. Even after his death, she was showing his daughters how to do certain things in the Black Business Builders Club, because they would have to, to take over those responsibilities, because Lee wants it to continue. I do. There's so much value.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Still in the club, you know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? And I feel
They've been very active. That's the one thing I thank the family, because I know they've been very active. I mean, his wife helped out a lot. I mean, you know, he didn't do this by himself. It was through the support and love of his family and your help that he was mm-hmm. able to build so much. And, you know, when his wife passed on, his, you know, his daughters and then they took on more roles and role and responsibility. So it's wonderful. They sent out a note, the family did, the daughters, and so they are, you know, they're going to be there for us. But right now, we just need to, like, lift them up, keep them in
yeah,
prayer.
Yeah, absolutely, you know, absolutely.
Keep things in order.
Even though
keep spreading the word.
We mm-hmm. feel hurt, you know, losing him. They're going to feel even more pain because that's their father. So, you know, we have to give love to them, you know, express love to them.
Mm-hmm.
And which I did on Lee's true profile on his page. I didn't even know that there was new pictures posted, that he had posted new pictures. Did you see them?
No, I haven't got a chance because I was just attempting to, because the Black Business Space site went down for a minute, and I was, you know, tempted to get the, between having to get the show, I had downloaded. Unfortunately, last week, my laptop crashed, my hard drive crashed, and I lost all my files. And I have them in a backup, but I got a loaner computer, but the operating system is lower than what I have. So I can't get to my old files yet. So I'm doing everything new. So I had to I had to download the podcast again onto iTunes. Then I had to convert everything. And I already have my audio converter software, but none of the things I have access to. And then I was attempting to find the tribute blog, and that's when the site went down. So I just, attempting to get everything, because I heard about it. Hugh Gady came over to the Master Grill Radio and shared the news with us. And I just remembered, and after listening to the show, one thing I'm so glad the idea came up and we did, because I haven't spoken to Lee lately, and I feel bad that I've been too busy to speak with him, but I am just so grateful for the fact that I'm just grateful for the fact that, we did that show. We've got an opportunity to let him know. And that was the purpose. I wanted to give him his flowers while he lived, but I didn't know that we'd just be only 3 more years, you know. And, we did that. We were able to tell him. We surprised him. And Hugh does that Black in Time blog. Well, Lee was featured on that day. It was February 1st. That's how we kicked off Black History Month, in February 2008.
Okay.
And we declared it Lee Green Day. Yeah, February 1st, 2008, we declared it Lee Green Day. And we got a tribute blog. I found pictures, whatever I could.
I became part of the club in 2009. March
2009. I even got attempted to call New York to speak with Jerry Roebuck from Black Expo USA, because Lee was a chairman for 10 years, and he was supposed to call in, but he didn't get a chance. But I need to make sure that I contact them, because they all know Lee and all there. And a few people came and honored him. And, we did the online posting, and the show was there also too, in Black Business.
Well, I know if it wasn't for the Black Business Builders Club, I would not be doing what I'm doing now. He taught me so much, and I said, who is going to teach us now? But then too. There are a lot of good people in the club. There are a lot of good people still in the club that was like helping me to do the, you know, to do the trainings and the different things. So
yeah,
like Dawn Collins, Andre's good. You know,
there's video, there's print, all these audio.
There's a lot of stuff in the club that's still, you know, viable that we can still use. So,
yeah, and even before then, there, you know, like we talked about it, people don't understand the history even of this radio show. NBBTA Radio was something that was existing. I think I first connected with Lee, I don't know, maybe 2006, maybe 2007, on Connecting Black. And what I got there by somebody was advertising you could do a radio show for $30. So I said, hey, I want to try this. I took them up, and that was part of the NBBTA. And I had joined the NBBTA as well. I found something online, and what happened to a woman that I know, I was like, just from that Igbo. I don't know if you ever heard the poet, Why'd You Make Me Black? But now she's here on Philly, and I saw her, and I'm like, oh, what's this? And from there, I got, like, I went from there and could find really good census information and demographics and all on the black community. So I said, I'm going to join that organization. So when I went back, I thought I could get to the woman. I knew, but I couldn't, and I joined under this guy called Hussein Hill. And he just wound up being this great guy. And then I got into the radio. And so for, like, couple of years of doing radio over there, Les Brown has shows, Lee's, and they are all there, and those podcasts can be found online, my first shows. Then Lee asked me, because we kept, you know, people kept asking about live shows, and Lee had started this, but no, he really didn't come over and do it, and he didn't know how to do it. And he asked me, could I come over and run this live portion? And at first, I couldn't figure out how to do it. I couldn't figure it out neither. Then I had someone say they wanted to do a show with some kids in the school, and I thought about it. I went and looked up. I said, I'm going to have to just try this live because it didn't work well when we did it on the other format. And we got it to work, and that's how this show came to be.
Okay.
And,
because I remember seeing, you know, like Lee had that, like, the radio show as part of one of the, like, one of the
that radio show is only about a year or so old. So before, because at first, you know, Process wasn't a black owned format. It was a little reluctant to come over to this format, but Blog Talk had been so popular, and it was easier to do a live show. But we had our lead head for years. I don't know how long he had it. I just know when I got there, 2006 or 2007, he has a radio show, and there's
Les Brown is on that list. There's quite a few folks on that I never heard of before. And I was just like, sometimes, just, you know, like when I first joined the club and saw that, I would just like have my laptop in the kitchen with me, and I would just like be cleaning and listening to stuff on that site that Lee used. Now, you know, have us, you know, promote the Black Business Builders Club was the NBBTA radio show. It was like, you know, whole shows, but they were good, you know, and I said, wow, oh, this is good. And,
they're still out there on podcasts. I mean, Lee had some people who were like pioneers with the internet that were members of NBBTA. And so he's like, it all started with NBBTA, and I was new school compared to all those other guys that had been there when I joined. And it went through so many different transitions and before it got to this point. But he plugged away. If he tried one platform and that didn't work, okay, he'd do it again. And he kept doing it until he got it better, until it got perfected. And this is just a pattern I saw over time. And you know, it's just a blessing because we just would not be here in this space where we are, not this space and place, this day and time, if it had not been for Lee.
Right.
So I'm going to close out because, you know, we stopped streaming live. And so I want to go ahead and close the show out. But, you know, this was, you know, just wanted to, you know, honor Lee and to rebroadcast.
Well,
that
Clarence is doing one tomorrow evening at 7? Clarence Cogan?
Oh, no, I didn't know. But, yeah, I mean, I'm
doing
all week and something
I'm going to post it on my wall so people get a chance to see it. But he posted it up on his wall. It's going to be at 7 o'clock. He gave the phone number and everything. But it's going to be like, you know, a conference call, something like a memorial to Lee. I guess other folks want to know what's going to be going on. We're going to do it from, you know, in the Black Business Builders Club. Well, I just said, well, it's going to continue on through his daughters. So,
they're
going to have a memorial for
tomorrow evening.
Yeah, we'll
get us some updates later. Right now, we just want to know, you know, when the services will be, where can we send flowers and things like that. That's the main thing.
I wish I could go down there. You know, I really wish I could go down there and go through his funeral.
Yeah,
at this time, but I wish I could.
Yeah, but at least, you know, we can send, you know, our condolences and flowers or, you know, something down there. So, but yeah, you know, like you said, he already put it in place for it to continue on. It's self-perpetuating, and it's upon each one of us. It's not his, you know, like if you listen to the show, what he said, he said, but it's not me. He said, it's y'all. You know, it's each person that continues on, each person that, you know, encourages other people to be a Black business builder, each person that is a business builder, each person that works to build a productive business and give back to their community, the Black community, that's what allows it to continue on.
So
it'll still be the central administration and things. It's not going to fall apart. But, so I just want to close out this show. And it was just a rebroadcast of a tribute. But I just thought when I heard that today, I wanted to go back, find that show, and just replay it. And we you know, get to hear his voice. And I'm pretty sure there's so many shows, but it was actually the second show we ever did here.
Okay.
Second show done here.
Yeah. Well, I'm gonna post it on my wall. What Clarence posted earlier. I'm gonna post it on my wall. I'll post it on your wall so you can see it. And you won't have to hunt everywhere. What Clarence is, you know, going to be doing tomorrow evening. He put the number up and everything for us to call in.
You said Clarence Coggins?
Yeah, go look on Clarence Coggins' wall.
Yeah, I know him. Okay, I know him. Okay, yeah, I'll go to his wall and look it up. And I'll post it as well. Okay. Well, thank you for calling in, Natalie.
I'm thank you, Jacqueline. And I'm gonna get ready to go to bed and go sleep. I'm really sleepy right now. And it's been a long day but I'll talk to you soon. Hopefully I'll hear you on the call tomorrow.
Oh right, yes. I'm gonna do my best to call through.
Yeah, that one is gonna be about 7 o'clock tomorrow.
Yes. I'm gonna do my best. I'm supposed to be somewhere at 7, but I'm going to do my best. You know, maybe I can do something on the cell phone. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, you have a good night.
Okay. You too. You as well. Good night, and thank you everyone for listening in. This is Master Griot Radio, the rebroadcast of Living Legend Series tribute to Lee Green.
Okay. I surely will. So you said it's kind of just going to be run, just go back and do the replay. I can go to the site and listen to the pre-broadcasting. Okay.
Yes, it'll be available on demand. yes.
Okay.
All right. Okay.
All right. So good night to you.
All righty. Good night.
All right. Bye-bye.